Wow, this is exciting for me and my family. Just I don't know, when you're doing everything on the phone and you're not here to feel the energy and just feel this building. When you step foot in here, even my kids, that this place is going to be rocking. We're going to get this thing rolling. So excited to be here. I really want to first start by thanking a couple people, Brian and Tom, President Reese, Keith. That foursome, when we met, it got clear pretty quickly that this was going to be something that me and my wife were going to have to make an amazing decision to join. And it became obvious pretty quickly as we were talking about how amazing this place is. And I'll speak to that a little bit more, but I really want to thank you four guys in particular as we went through the process. As President mentioned, I got a lot of my family here. I want to first thank my wife. She's been my rock for 13 years, and the coaching world is one that's not easy on families. It's not easy raising little ones, and we got three of them. Jude, Van, and Zoe have been right there with us for a good majority of it, so excited that they're here with us too. And then my mom and dad and all my siblings are here as well, so I'm one of six, and even Aaron, what's up, dude? Haven't seen you. BYU alum, I might add, so he's here. Meg, hey, and a couple of my nieces too. So it's a really special day for our family, and we certainly don't take it lightly. So I also want to thank a few other people that have been really instrumental in me getting here. You know, James Jones and Matt Ishpew with the Phoenix Suns, and Coach Vogel, who I'm working for now, Monty Williams, who's been a huge mentor of mine and is an outstanding guy. And funny enough, opened up every meeting with an opening prayer. True story for the last couple of years in Phoenix, so pretty used to that. Brett Brown, who hired me in Philadelphia, is one of my greatest mentors. And a couple of people that got me to Utah in the first place, Brant Anderson and Joe Brown. Coach Hunsaker at Utah Valley, who I worked for, and then so many other people that I can get to, but I definitely want to shout that group out. Where I really want to start this thing with is the players. Okay, these guys were the first ones I saw when I got into this building. The things that you guys were able to, I just told all of them so in the locker room, the things you guys were able to accomplish first year in the Big 12, absolutely remarkable. Cannot wait to have every one of you guys back in a BYU uniform and get to it. That was one. Yes, let's get that up. And so that, make no mistake about it, that's my first priority is those guys. And I can't, I've already started building relationships with those guys. And we're going to take that part of it to a whole nother level. That's, if I've learned anything in the NBA, It's about, this whole thing is about relationships. I've been able to build some with some of the best players in the world. I'm currently still working with those guys and hoping to take them to somewhere they haven't been yet in this playoff run. But that's what it's all about, is those relationships. So those guys heard me talk about it a few minutes ago and look forward to that. With that being said, this is a new challenge for me. You know, I've been on a different side of basketball all of my career, and as I went through the process, getting to this decision, the excitement I had for the new challenge at hand in terms of transitioning to the college world, coming from the world I was in, got me extremely excited the more I started to wrap my head around what that looks like. And the thing that really moved the needle for me and my wife was the environment that we're going to be doing it in here at BYU. What this university stands for, what the mission of this university is. I'm a lifelong member of the church. So to be able to do what I love at the highest level from a career standpoint and blend that with my faith and being able to do it with my wife and my three little ones, that's why we came here, okay? That's why we came here. And that's really special. So on top of that, man, the thing that's blown me away is just the level of support from the athletic department, from the university, from many people, the resources that this place has, the fact that it's in the Big 12, the highest level of college basketball. There was a lot of things that played a role into me coming here, and that was one of the big ones. Just a couple other things I wanted to hit on before we move on to some of the questions was, I just want to make it clear that I coming from my background and talking to the players, you know, a lot of guys have, not a lot, all of them have ambition to play in the NBA. And I think with my background, we're going to build, this is an amazing place, has been for a long time. What I want to do to take it to the next level is make this place the best place in college basketball to prepare young men to play in the NBA. And I think with my background, I think we're going to be able to get that done. And I really look forward to doing that. What I've also learned really quickly is, because of the history of this school and this program and what you guys have been able to accomplish long before I showed up, in addition with the resources, in addition to what the reputation of this school is, players want to play here. I've learned that quickly. Players want to play here and coaches want to coach here. And I'm in the process now of putting together a staff, talking to a lot of different people. This is a very desirable place to be. I look forward to teaming up with a lot of elite people that we're going to get in here to do this thing together. And with that, let's go Cougs. Woo!